Last Night on the Internet.
Hey, you're listening to Last Night on the Internet. It's a podcast for people who scroll too far, stay up too late, and start asking the wrong questions at 2 a.m. You know, my kind of people. I'm Victor, and I'm going to be your guide into the rabbit holes, these haunted threads and digital ghosts. Pretty much all the stories that we don't want to tell during the daylight hours. Okay, tonight we're going to start off simple. It's a story that isn't flashy or violent or gory. It doesn't even have a jump scare. But it does linger. It's the kind of story that makes you wonder if maybe, just maybe, your phone has been listening a little too closely. Tonight's episode, The Man in the Feedback Loop. Okay, let me set the scene here. Back in 2014, a user named Iron Grid posted to an obscure tech forum. It's nothing big like Reddit or 4chan or any of those big ones. It was just one of those... Well, now it's considered a digital graveyard where old developers would hang out, swap updates, and troubleshooting problems to each other. He posted a thread, and it was titled, Repeating Caller... Glitch or Government Interference. What Iron Grid described wasn't your average conspiracy theory tinfoil hat kind of rant. It was weirdly calm. Like a guy trying to debug something that shouldn't even be happening. He said for the past 3 nights at exactly 2:03 a.m. he'd gotten a call from the same unknown number. No voicemail, no sound, just silence for exactly 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Then the call would just end. He ignored the first one, thought maybe it was spam. The second night, he picked up and heard nothing, just faint static like an old TV with no signal. But he noticed something odd. His own voice. Faintly delayed, echoing back to him when he said hello, like a feedback loop. But it wasn't immediate. It was always just a beat behind. And it was only if he spoke. By night 3, curiosity won. He answered again, recorded the call on his computer, and when he played it back, there it was. His voice, echoed, warped, but undeniably his. Listening again, he heard something else. A second voice, low, buried under the static, not a word, just breathing. He cleaned up the audio using Audacity. Nothing special, you know, just the basics. But when he reversed the clip, the breathing turned into words. Just 2 words, over and over. Still here. Now, is this real? Who knows? The only thing about stories that live on these dying forums is you really can't track them or verify them. The thread was deleted a couple months later. Some users archived it, and you're able to go back using the Wayback Machine online. But every single link to the audio he posted was broken. Some claim they downloaded it and lost it in a hard drive. One guy says his copy corrupted every time he tried to open it. Like, the file was not wanting to be heard. Like, it was fighting and defending itself. But you know, that didn't stop the story from spreading. In the darker corners of YouTube, a handful of videos popped up. Titles like, AI Calls While You Sleep, or Real Evidence of Phone Surveillance. My favorite? Ghost in the Wire. Real recording. Most of them were just clickbait, but one of them stood out to me. It was a video with no title, no description, just 2 minutes and 16 seconds of a black screen. With the faint sound of static whispering. The comments were turned off. And when I came across it, it had exactly 216 views. Once it played, it just vanished. as if someone live deleted it. Alright, here's the kicker. Back in 2022, someone on TikTok revived this story. They claimed the calls were part of some rogue AI training itself to use stolen phone data or mimic human voices. Some of the comments joke that the calls are just AI trying to remember who you are, but there's a comment that was buried deep down. You had to scroll far enough to find it. And it still sticks with me. That's why I wanted to make this the first episode. But the comment read,
"What if it's not AI at all? What if it's you? A version of you. Stuck in a loop you haven't reached yet."
That idea. That's the part that gets under my skin. No ghosts, no AI, no government, you know, listening. But the idea that somewhere on the internet, in some digital pocket of the world, there's a version of you watching, listening, and trying to whisper back through the wires. Still here, still waiting, still stuck. Alright, that's our story for tonight. If you've ever gotten a call with no caller ID at 2 a.m, maybe we don't answer it. But if you do, just whisper back, "I'm still here too." Thanks for listening to Last Night on the Internet. If you like the show, tell a friend or a stranger, or maybe even a version of yourself that hasn't put the phone down. New episodes are going to drop every week. I'll see you in the next scroll. Good night.